This is James Van Way. Join me on Fridays from 10 to midnight for The Fringe. All the best in underground music, as well as film scores, old soul, jazz, and so much more. That's The Fringe, 10 to midnight, Fridays, here on KRVS.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Thank you. Thank you. Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles. This is public radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles.
And we just heard from the Sonny Clark Memorial Quartet. We heard the cut Voodoo with with an interesting cast from 85, which includes Wayne Horvitz, John Zorn, Ray Drummond, and Bobby Previtt on drums, Ray Drummond on bass, of course John Zorn on alto, and Wayne Horvitz on piano. And this is a dedication album, the Sonny Clark Memorial Quartet, and one of Sonny's tunes, Voodoo. Before that, we heard from Benny Carter. We heard the tune, How Can You Lose, original composition by Benny Carter, from sessions of October of 57 with Benny Carter on alto sax and trumpet, Ben Webster on tenor saxophone, Frank Rosalino on trombone, who was a first call in L.A. on trombone sessions. My friends and I saw him once out in a club actually doing a gig, and we couldn't believe it. Barney Kessel on guitar, his signature sound. Andre Previn piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and great Shelly Mann on drums. And we started it out with the one and only, the Duke Ellington, with cuts from a cut, East St. Louis, Toodaloo. And that's with the band, what was called the Washingtonians, Duke Ellington piano, Bubba Miley, Louis Metcalf on trombone, and Bubba Miley has also shares the composition rights with Duke Ellington. Tricky Sam Nanton on trombone. Prince Robinson, Otto Hardwick reeds, Fred Guy banjo, Mark Shaw tuba, Sonny Greer on the drums from 27 New York sessions. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz.
listen to the music. Some curves for lines. Boy, that girl was fine. Watching you walk a loose lady makes me all so ready. Right for things to come.
I'd like to talk to you. Can you find the time for things that we can do?
Yeah, yeah.
If only we had the time. My thoughts are many, dear. Hope that there's a way for you to be with me.
Be with me.
And give me the time of day. Under a window tree, music can be heard, it comes unnaturally. A beautiful thought that burns.
I love you, Appaloosa, lady. I love you, Appaloosa, lady.
We'd be so happy, love. Life would be so sweet in Appaloosa's, dear. We never feel the heat.
Makes me also
right for the days to come.
Thank you. The music business is a deep and shallow money trench where pimps and thieves roam the hallway, where good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side. Hunter S. Thompson. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dickie Landry. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
going backwards, that was the Exploding Star Orchestra with Chromo Rocker, with a group director, composer, cornet, and electroacoustic constructions, Rob Masurak up in Chicago, Nicole Mitchell on flutes and voice, Matt Balder on clarinet, tenor saxophone, Jeb Bishop trombone, Jason Steen bass clarinet, Greg Ward alto sax, Jason Adizvich on vibraphone, Matt Lux bass guitar, Josh Abrams bass, John Hurden on drums, Mike Reed on drums, and Damon Lux word rocker from 2010. Before that, beautiful album by great master guitarist and influence on all jazz guitarists, it seems like, is Jim Hall. We heard from All Across the City, and we heard Beja Flor. This is from 89 in New York, and the title, Hall says, means kiss the flower. It's a nickname for the hummingbird, Beja Flor. And that's with Gil Goldstein on keyboard, Steve Laspina on bass, and Terry Clark on drums. And before that, interesting LP in our library by Billy Cobham. And it's Simplicity of Expression. It's LP. We heard Opelousas with some homeboys here, Charles Singleton on lead vocals. Randy Jackson, Billy Cobham, Charles Singleton, Zachary Sanders, Raymond Simpson, Frank Floyd doing the background vocals, and of course Billy Cobham on drums and percussion, on woodwinds Alvin Batiste and Eddie Daniels, on keyboards Mark Soskin, on guitars Ray Mouton, Charles Singleton, and on bass Randy Jackson. And before that, we heard from one of the newest bands out, though they've been around, heavy hitters called The Cookers, their new album, Believe, with Billy Harper, tenor sax, Eddie Henderson, trumpet, leader David Wise, trumpet, Craig Handy, alto sax, George Cables, piano, Cecil McBee, bass, and Billy Hart on drums. And we heard the George Cables composition, Ebony Moonbeams. That's it. We're going to be trying to get into some Charlie Parker a little bit later and to give us kind of a taste for it. We're going to play Max Roach, the Clifford Brown Max Roach Quintet. They call him post-bop and a lot of things, and a lot of those compositions really are, but he does a version of Cherokee from 55, and God, he was so young, it's amazing. That was an anthem that people played the changes over and rewrote changes for Cherokee in bebop. Max Roach drums, Harold Land tenor saxophone, Richie Powell piano and arranger, George Morrow on bass. And this is from February 25 of 1955. And this is just off of Verve. This is just hardcore bebop tune. But this is Clifford Brown playing it. It's incredible. Let's play it. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. Thank you. Radio station there has a weekend of Clifford Brown that you can hear. Clifford Brown is definitely one of the best trumpet players, maybe the best that ever lived. I'm not a trumpet player, so I can't really talk to it. But as young as he died, and what else he could probably have accomplished if he would have lived to have been somebody older. Who knows? Who knows? You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. I'm John McGagne.